You are now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Earnessy.
Good morning, Miami Dolphins fans, and welcome to Countdown to Kickoff. I am your host, Tom Earnessy, flying solo for this show as I am going to get you ready for the Miami Dolphins versus the New York Giants from Hard Rock Stadium, 1 p.m. kickoff. This is going to be a very interesting game, to say the least. The Dolphins come into the game 4 consecutive victories, and they look to continue to ride that hot streak into the bye week, which is, you know, getting to 5 wins straight after starting 1-7, then going to the bye week to get healthy for the stretch run in the final 4 games of the season is great. But, you know, they got to play the game any given Sunday. You cannot, as a team, they cannot look past this New York Giants team, as they have pulled off some very impressive victories throughout the season, even though they are not a great football team by any stretch, but they have found ways to win games. So we're going to get right into this game. A little bit shorter of a show, knowing that it's just me talking, and I'm sure you guys don't want to listen to me talk too damn long, so you can get to your tailgates, get to your parties, and enjoy today's game. We always start first and foremost with the injury report. We're going to start with the New York Giants, as their final injury report is absolutely massive when it comes to the amount of injuries this team is facing. So let's start with the players that won't be playing. And obviously the biggest name on this list is Daniel Jones, who was limited all week in practice with a neck strain that he hurt last week against the Philadelphia Eagles. He is out, as it was announced by Joe Judge on Friday, that Daniel Jones will not play in this game. And that is a huge loss, which means Mike Glennon will be the starting quarterback for the Giants. And I'll get into that shortly and what that means for the Miami Dolphins in this game. They also will be without linebacker Trent Harris with an ankle injury. Adoree Jackson, big loss. He's out with a quad injury, and he will also not play. Tight end Caden Smith is out as well. Doubtful for this game, 2 starting wide receivers, Kadarius Toney and Sterling Shepard, both listed as doubtful. Both will not play. And as questionable players, they have fullback Cullen Gillespie with a calf injury. John Ross, he had an illness and a quad injury. He was a limited participant on Friday after not practicing Wednesday or Thursday. He is listed questionable. Kyle Rudolph is listed questionable as well with an ankle injury. And Nate Solder was a no practice on Friday, and he's now listed questionable with an elbow injury. So that's something that we'll be definitely keeping our eye on as we lead up to kickoff. Let's get into the Miami Dolphins. They will be without, listed doubtful for this game, they'll be without Philip Lindsay, Adam Shaheen, and Trill Williams. Unfortunate for Philip Lindsay, is he suffered an ankle injury and was not a participant in practice on Thursday, and he was limited on Friday, but he is going to be held out this week. So that means a little bit more Duke Johnson to go with Savon Ahmed, as well as Miles Gaskin. Adam Shaheen is out. Well, he's doubtful, but he will not play. So this will be another game for Hunter Long, who really didn't get much action in the win against the Carolina Panthers last week, but we expect to see him on the field. Trill Williams out with a hamstring injury. He's listed doubtful. He will not play. Brandon Jones and Jalen Phillips, both listed questionable. Both were limited throughout the week. Brandon Jones with the ankle and elbow injury, which had him miss the game last week against Carolina, and and Jalen Phillips with a hip injury. He was limited, but likelihood is he will be playing. The other guys in the injury report who will be playing in this game, we have Javon Holland with an ankle injury, Robert Hunt with a back injury, Jesse Davis, vet rest, otherwise known as he stinks. Cornerback Xavien Howard was no injuries, but he was limited because of vet rest. He's a go. Byron Jones, same thing. Jalen Waddle with a glute, and Preston Williams with a knee. Both were full participants in practice, no designations. They are good to go. Let's get into who has the advantage. We're going to start it right off. The quarterback position, Mike Glennon is the starting quarterback for the Giants in this game. And as you can think that this is a huge advantage for the Miami Dolphins when it comes to defense. And we'll get into that again as we go through the show. But, you know, who has the advantage here? It's clear. It's Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins at quarterback position. Based on Tua's current run, he is arguably a top 10 quarterback over the last 4 weeks in this league, and he continues to improve each and every week. This is a game, this is what they call, quote-unquote, the trap game, with a lesser opponent, massive injuries on the other side, and Tua's just got to take the reins, and he's got to have another incredible game like he did against Carolina. And if that happens going into the bye week, again, going into a bye week with five consecutive wins after the way this team started the year is an incredible feat. And they're hitting on all cylinders right now, and they need to continue. But the Dolphins have a clear advantage at quarterback with Tua playing extremely well. At the running back position, I'm going to edge the Dolphins on this one, actually. I know Saquon Barkley is the name on the other side, but he is not the same Saquon Barkley that we've seen over the past, earlier in his career. In his first 2 years, Saquon Barkley was an absolute animal in this league. And at this point, he's too inconsistent. The line play is so poor. And now he's running with Mike Glennon. So the Dolphins are going to really focus on taking him out of the game and forcing Mike Glennon to win them the game. And I don't think that's a strong advantage for the Giants. But, you know, Myles Gaskin is having, you know, back-to-back games where he was very productive. Savon Ahmed will definitely get some work on third down. And we should see some Duke Johnson as well with Philip Lindsay being out. But I think the Dolphins have a slight advantage here at that position. We're not going to spend too much time with wide receiver or tight end. I'll be up front. The Dolphins have clear advantages here with the wide receiver room. We know how great Jalen Waddle has been, but the Dolphins also have activated Devontae Parker. He is back in the lineup. He will start along with Jalen Waddle. And in the two games that he played with Tua prior to, obviously, both Tua's injury as well as Parker being out, 12 catches for over 160 yards for Devontae Parker with Tua Tagovailoa throwing him the football. So be prepared to see a lot of that. I think that we're going to see some deep shots early in this game to get Devontae Parker back into form. And, we can't say enough about Jalen Waddle. 77 catches on the season. If I had to say an over-under today, I think he's going to get 6 catches at least against this Giants defense, who is missing Adoree Jackson. In regards to the tight end room, Evan Engram has just been an absolute train wreck over the last few seasons for the Giants. He was taken high in their draft, and he's just fallen off. And Kyle Rudolph is a great vet. He's very underappreciated, in my opinion. But when we look at the Miami Dolphins tight end room, it's Mike Gesicki, who has not seen a ton of targets recently, but that's because opposing teams are trying to take him out of the game. And Tua has been really filtering a lot of those throws to Durham Smythe, who has been very reliable with his hands. He is catching pretty much everything, and he's doing a very good job. So the Dolphins have a clear advantage here at tight end as well. No Dante Colonelli this week, but I'll take over the reins here for the trench play and offensive line. Both these teams' offensive lines are absolutely terrible. Dolphins are getting back Michael Dieter. Michael Dieter likelihood will start. Austin Wright will go back to the bench. And Greg Mance, I believe, is also potentially going to be back. If not this week, it'll be next week. He might be activated as well. So the Dolphins are getting healthier, whatever you want to call it, on the offensive line. But with Dieter back in the fold, a little more stability at the center position, some better snaps. Ryder had some issues last week against Carolina that actually kept Carolina in the game at halftime. But the Giants are struggling. I like Andrew Thomas a lot. I think he's going to be a very productive left tackle in this league. Will Hernandez is a very solid guard, but he's having an off year. And if Nate Solder doesn't play, you know, good luck. You know, this offensive line for the Giants has to keep Mike Glennon upright. And if they can't, the Dolphins defense is going to feast on this Giants team. So, I'm slight edge to the Dolphins here as well. I think overall they will play better. And, you know, we'll see how this all plays out with offensive line play, but we will, we'll dive into that here in just a minute. Let's get into defensive line. This is a little closer. I think the Giants have a decent up front, up front four, but you know, again, the Dolphins have been getting tremendous play from the likes of Emmanuel Agba, Christian Wilkins, Raekwon Davis. It's been a very good run here for the defense for the Miami Dolphins, and you know, I have to give them the edge. I have to give them the edge here on the advantage, and I think they are going to have a very strong game against this Giants front. Linebacking group. Again, you know, this is the Giants are very banged up overall. And I think their overall play again has been good. Patrick Graham is their defensive coordinator. I think they've done a tremendous job with the guys that they have. And you know, I think they're gonna give the Dolphins offensive line a little bit of trouble. I don't think it's going to be, you know, game breaking by any means, but their defense is pretty good. You know, Reggie Ragland, he's on the right side, inside linebacker. It's easy for me to say, he's playing in the middle. Tay Crowder, Lorenzo Carter, you know, these guys are, you know, not bad. O'Shane Eximinus, I believe is his name. I probably butchered it. But we are going to see Bernardrick McKinney as well. But, you know, you look at this Giants defense as well. They struggled a lot against the Eagles last week. Not from a pass defense perspective, but from a run game perspective. They gave up 208 yards on the ground. So I think we're going to see a lot of that from the Miami Dolphins trying to run the football at this defense and see what they can get accomplished on the ground. Obviously that's going to take a lot of pressure off Tua and, you know, have the offense run smoothly. But from a linebacking corp, I think the Dolphins have an advantage. Jalen Phillips, obviously is coming on strong. Jerome Baker, Landon Roberts, and Andrew Van Ginkle all have been playing well for the last four games, just like everybody else on this defense. Cornerback room, Dolphins clear advantage when you look at corners and safeties. You know, I like Logan Ryan. I think he's a very good football player, underrated. Xavier McKinney is having a very good season for the Giants. But I think Tua is going to be able to throw on this defense. Keon Crossan looks like he'll be sliding in for Dory Jackson, unless they go a different direction there. You know, this is a game that the Dolphins can really take advantage of the situation. Now, Dory Jackson's been having a good season. He's the Giants' best secondary player. But the Dolphins have a clear advantage, especially again, it's all predicated these last 4 weeks. Coming into this game, the Dolphins secondary has been much improved. And, you know, if Brandon Jones does play today, him and Javon Holland are something to be reckoned with for long-term for this defense, I hope. But Xavier Howard's been playing much better over the last few games. Obviously had an interception of Cam Newton last week, and Byron Jones had a much better game. For the most part, obviously that DJ Moore pass was communication issues between Jones and Howard. So I can't throw that at Jones' feet, but he's got to continue to play well because the Giants really have Kenny Golladay as their best weapon outside of Saquon Barkley. So clear advantage across the board for the Miami Dolphins in this game. And that even includes special teams. I think, you know, again, Jason Sanders has had an up and down season. I think he's still, you know, he's still a top kicker in this league. Kickers can struggle. Not everybody can be Justin Tucker. But again, clear advantage across the board for the Miami Dolphins. So let me take a look and see what we have here for key matchups. You know, for the Miami Dolphins offense, the matchup there is getting Devontae Parker back involved in the offense early. I think that's something to look out for. And I think his matchup on the outside without Adoree Jackson is a huge matchup and a huge mismatch for the Miami Dolphins. I think they're going to be able to take advantage of that. I think they're going to be able to throw the ball downfield early and often. And we're going to see some success there. And obviously Jalen Waddle underneath, crossing patterns, just an absolute mismatch for the Giants. In regards to the defensive side of the ball, the matchup is just taking advantage of the missed players for the Giants. And that's, you know, sending the amoeba blitz, go cover zero, force Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon is a statue in the pocket, an absolute statue. He's not very mobile. And under pressure, he's terrible, just like most quarterbacks, but he's real bad. Over his last 17 starts, he's 2-15 as a starting quarterback in this league. So the Dolphins have to get after it. They have to get into Mike Glennon's face and force the issue. The Dolphins can take advantage of those mismatches, put points up early, get up by two scores. Brian Flores is just going to unleash this defense the rest of the game. We saw it against Carolina. We've actually seen it during this four-game stretch. Once they get that lead, the defense is just going for it. And I think we're going to see some plays made by this defense in this game today. So let's get into my prediction for the game, and I'm sure I'm going to speak for everybody, particularly Dante Culinelli, when it comes to how this game's going to play out. I think we are going to see the Dolphins get their fifth straight win. I think this game is not going to be close. I think this is going to be an absolute blowout. The spread, by the way, is -6 Dolphins. So if you're a betting man or woman, go bet the Dolphins -6. This is going to be a 27-13 win for the Dolphins. 27-13, pushing the record to 6-7, getting to the bye week, getting healthy, and then they welcome the stinking New York Jets to Hard Rock Stadium. So I appreciate everybody listening in to Countdown to Kickoff. This is, again, a much quicker show just because it is a solo act. Be sure to check out the post-game wrap-up show featuring Mike Oliva and myself as we break down the game. And Mike actually and myself is going to be watching the game at a local casino here in upstate New York. We are going to enjoy the game, and then we'll be able to talk about our little adventure throughout the day today, as well as go over the game on the post-game wrap-up show. So hopefully you all can join us there, and be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk Tom. Follow the main account at Dolphins Talk. And thank you to our wonderful sponsors at Manscaped. Head to manscaped.com. Use promo code Dolphins Talk, save 20% off and get free shipping on your next order. Again, use the promo code Dolphins Talk at manscaped.com, save 20% and get free shipping. I am out. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy today's game. Hopefully we'll see you all for the post-game wrap-up show. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.